Right.
So you can eat a whole pizza and you don't feel full.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there you go. Hey, we got somebody new joining
us. Dr. Roya Javid is with us now. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
It seems just like yesterday that we were with you at the AT&T.
Wasn't it? That was so much fun.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Gorgeous day.
You had a good time.
Had a great time.
What did you, where were you? Where were you? You were like at some of the hospitality
center? I was at a very nice hospitality center. That is the way to do it. Yes. Yes. So it was a great time, a beautiful day. It's one of those days you are in Pebble Beach going, how come I don't have $10 million for a house over here?
Exactly. No problem.
If I had an extra 10 mil,
I'd buy a house. But yeah, we had a good time with you at the AT&T, and now you're with us at Gusto. We appreciate that very much. And so tell us, what's happening? What's the latest?
Oh, the latest. Let's see. Well, we are continuing to promote our laser hair removal. It's one of our newest laser machines that is a gentle, effective, quick laser hair removal out there on the market. And so that's going really well.
Is that become really popular hair removal?
It has. You know, it almost becomes like a, it's becoming like a Starbucks. It's on every corner. Everyone's got one. But, you know, really, it's all about keeping up with the technology, and it's always improving. And so this particular machine, it does that hair removal in half the time. And there is, and this is what I say to all my patients, there is no permanent hair reduction. This is all hair or hair removal. This is all long-term hair reduction. So even if you've had laser hair removal 10, 15 years ago, you still may need to kind of redo it because the hair just continues to grow. And there's still, you know, lots of young people who are coming up and are very interested in that.
Is this mostly women that go for this or men?
Not necessarily. I do have quite a few male patients, especially men who have the darker skin types. They tend to get those really thick beards, and the hair is curly and coarse. And what happens is when it grows not only just out but back into the skin and creates a lot of folliculitis, which is an inflammation of
that hair follicle.
Hey! That's a great word after four glasses of red wine, huh?
Exactly.
Don't forget, folks, September, the Festa Italia will be back.
It's coming right up.
Yeah. So, ingrown hairs, basically.
Ingrown hairs, yeah. Exactly.
I had a beard for years, and I used to fight that all the time, and I think, God, how many, like 1996, I said, okay, that's it, I'm shaving it off.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. And, you know, in the military, they require their male military members to shave every single day. Well, for those patients who have dark skin, that can be really irritating for their skin. So doing laser hair removal on that beard area is a huge improvement for them so that they don't get that really sensitive, you know, burned skin.
But they still have to shave.
But not as often.
Okay.
And the hair becomes finer. So it's not as coarse, not as curly, and doesn't create that folliculitis.
Okay. Yeah, because you get all that, well, basically, you can get acne from...
You get acne, exactly. And it becomes sensitive, and it doesn't look good, and, you know, that all ties into your self-esteem for some patients. So, yeah, this can be a huge improvement.
So you're essentially a pimple popper MD.
Did you read that article?
Yeah, we did.
You read it, didn't you?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, this week's pine cone.
And
if you grab the Carmel pine cone, yeah. Dr. Roya Javid is in the pine cone.
Yeah, that's my husband's nickname for me. Yeah,
page 12A.
That comes from the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, that is from the Seinfeld episode. Right, yes. Because he made fun of his dermatologist. He was dating a dermatologist in that episode, and he kind of made fun of her saying, oh, all you do is pop pimples.
Yeah, you don't save lives or
anything. Yeah, you don't save lives or anything. And then he forgot about the melanoma.
Right. Well, yeah, that's right. We
diagnosed melanoma. I diagnosed actually my third melanoma this year. They always come in threes is what I say. So there were two in January, and just 2 weeks ago was the third one. They always pop up in threes.
How do you find it?
You know, this last one I found on the bottom of a lady's foot.
Really?
She came in for a skin check, and I check everything, and I found it on the bottom of her foot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, but she's happy you found it.
Yes, absolutely. So it can happen anywhere where there is skin. But, you know, also in other areas, like in the eye, you can have ocular melanoma. So
how do you get that?
That's a really good question. You know, so a lot of that is not necessarily sun related, but it is a genetic mutation. Yeah. I know.
Well, we're learning all sorts of things.
So
about
it can't happen. And you probably learned all sorts of things about my life in that article.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
You're from San Jose.
I am originally from San Jose, born and raised. Yeah.
Where in San Jose did you grow up?
In South San Jose, Almaden Valley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my parents are still there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So born and raised in Willow Glen, if you know where that is.
Oh, very close by. Yeah, yeah, just down the street. We're neighbors.
That's right. So how far out in Almaden Valley? Were you 95120?
95120. That's right.
Leland High?
Leland High.
There you go.
Chargers.
You're a
yep,
Charger.
I'm a Chargers.
How about that?
Exactly. Yes.
Our old rivals.
Yes. Yeah, I played for the tennis team on Leland High School.
The Chargers. What were you guys?
We were the Rams. They still are. The Rams and the Chargers.
Yeah.
Still got it. And when I and I actually
and now went, the Rams and the Chargers are in L.A.
That's right.
That's funny.
You know, when I was... Actually, I went to the two high schools during my senior year. I spent half the day at Leland and half the day at Willow Glen because at Leland they had a radio station.
Was right. They did.
Yeah. Was it there when you were there still?
I think so.
Okay.
I think
so. You're considerably younger than me, and I know that the radio station ended up moving to Pioneer.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. Well, you know, the teacher, Joe LeBoux, retired. He was the drama teacher.
Okay.
That ran the radio program. He retired. They had a guy at Pioneer that wanted to run the radio station. They said, well, will you take over? He said, only if you move the station to Pioneer. He didn't want to transfer to Leland. So they moved it over there.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
But gosh, that was a great training ground. I loved Leland. It was a lot of fun over there.
Well, it was a great school. I think it still is a great school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was still good. Who was your principal?
Oh,
was it
gosh.
Dan Jackson?
That's a great question. I do not recall.
Okay. See,
that feels like a lifetime ago to me.
Right?
Probably was.
It was.
I knew all those people anyway. So, back to the skin. What interested you in becoming a dermatologist?
Oh, and becoming a dermatologist, I loved surgery. I just didn't want to do long surgeries, like 7-8 hour surgery. So I loved dermatology because it was short surgeries.
And inpatient?
Outpatient.
Outpatient
versus inpatient.
Okay.
Right, right. And, you know, the skin, everyone's got skin. I'll have a job for life. So
that's right.
Job
right?
Security.
That's right.
Skin in the game. Everybody's got skin in the game.
Yeah, yeah. And there's like so many cool cosmetic treatments out there. You know, some of the newer ones are Kybella, which is melting the fat underneath the chin. I just did a young lady in her 20s. And she was so thrilled, you know. She has it's just genetic. She just has a really full face, and she was looking into getting some plastic surgery, and she heard about the Kybella option, and she came into my office, and she's just thrilled with the results now.
So Kybella is what, a double chin, right?
So Kybella is for melting the fat underneath, that double chin.
Okay.
Exactly. And that can come from aging, it can come from weight gain, but it can also just be genetics. I mean, there's a lot of young people who have just that fullness in their face, and so that's what Kybella is great for, non-surgical treatments.
So this is where someone can't necessarily lose the double chin through weight reduction.
Exactly, right? Exactly. So I have patients all the time who say, well, you know, maybe I'll lose 30 pounds and then I'll come back and I'll get it done. But it just doesn't happen that way. We start losing the weight in our cheeks, not underneath our chin area.
Right.
And so for men, and especially in men and women, we tend to get that thicker area around the chin, all that fat. And so when you melt it with Kybella, it really redefines the jawline and gives you a more youthful appearance.
Interesting.
That's really what the goal is. And it's permanent. There is nothing else that is permanent out there on the market.
So is this type of dermatological work, is it a substitute for plastic surgery?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a substitute, and I wouldn't say that it's the same as plastic surgery. With surgery, you're still using a knife. You've got to go under general anesthesia. You're going to get a much more optimal result with surgery. If you do, for example, a facelift, you'll get a tighter toned result than something like Ultherapy. Ultherapy is the alternative to a facelift using ultrasound energy, which will still lift and tighten. It just can't do the same exact thing as plastic surgery. However, Ultherapy has absolutely no downtime.
Okay.
There is no surgery. There is no injection. It is totally non-invasive. You can come in, get that treatment done. You walk out. You can go out to dinner. You can have a glass of wine. No one will know that you had something done.
So you're not all bandaged up for a couple of weeks.
Absolutely not. Not even for one day you are bandaged up. So that is the difference. I can't give you the same exact result as a facelift, but I can give you a moderate improvement.
Yeah, because you don't end up with that big wad of skin behind your neck that's, you know, tied off with the rubber band, you know, with the hair covering it up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. So, and most of my patients are really happy with those results. You know, they don't want downtime. They don't want to go through general anesthesia. They don't have 3 weeks to hide in their house to recover from the facelift. So they're actually very happy with that moderate improvement and coming and getting that treatment done every 2 to 3 years to keep up that tightening of the skin is well worth their time to do that rather than having to undergo a surgical procedure. Ask anybody who's gone through a surgical procedure, things go wrong. That's just part of having surgery.
So what's the difference in cost between the two options, like, you know, using plastic surgery or doing some of the things that you're doing?
So I don't have an exact cost. I'm not a plastic surgeon, but I can tell you that probably what most of my patients say, a neck lift can run you anywhere from $20,000.
Wow.
Kybella for each treatment is around $1,000 to $1,500.
Okay.
And you're talking maybe about 3, maybe 4 treatments.
Is the Kybella covered by someone's insurance?
No, unfortunately, all of these treatments are considered cosmetic. The insurances consider them medically unnecessary, so they are not covered, unfortunately.
What about some of the things that you would do? Like, what areas of dermatology might be covered by insurance?
So, all the general medical dermatology. If you come in for a skin check, that's obviously going to be covered. If I do a biopsy of something that I'm concerned that might be a skin cancer, that will be covered. Now, what I always tell my patients is, I am not the insurance company. I do not make that decision whether something is covered or not. Ultimately, that decision is up to their insurance company. Their contract is with the insurance, not with me. I'm just providing the service. The insurance will then decide whether or not that service is deemed medically necessary or not. However, in 99% of cases, these types of things will be covered. You know, a treatment of warts, if you come in for dry skin, if you've got poison oak, if you've got acne, things like that, they will generally cover those sort of treatments.
So Dr. Javid, is there anything that dermatology or a dermatologist can do for an adult who had very bad acne as a teen, and you can see the effects of it on their face as an adult?
So absolutely. I had a male patient who had severe acne as a teenager, and he had some considerable amount of scarring. And what I recommend is some laser treatments, laser with my Halo laser. Halo is a hybrid fractional laser and fancy terminology for two lasers happening at once. And it's a great laser for acne scarring, because you've really got to hit that laser down a little bit deeper to where that scar tissue is and stimulate new collagen production. Generally, you need maybe 2 treatments to really help stimulate that collagen and smooth out that skin, depending on how much acne scarring you started out with and what type of scarring it is. Most of the time, I'm getting a, 60 to 80% improvement.
Okay.
Everybody's skin is a little bit different. Everyone's scarring where they start out is a little bit different.
And let me ask you this. Is this considered to be just cosmetic, or is it medical when you're doing that?
Well, I do not bill that to insurance. Again, insurance does not consider acne scars medically necessary treatments.
Now, looking at the article about you in the Pine Cone, they talk about one of your specialties being Mohs surgery, M-O-H-S. What is Mohs surgery, and why is it called that?
Right. So that's named after Dr. Frederick Mohs. And when patients have a skin cancer like a basal cell carcinoma or squamous cell carcinoma, those are sun-related skin cancers. That means that's just from a lifetime exposure of ultraviolet radiation. When you have a basal cell, for example, on the nose, there is not a lot of tissue there for me to cut. I don't want to take this big, huge chunk of your nose out, just kind of blindly cutting that out. So with Mohs surgery, what I do is I mark off just what we can clinically see, and I have the lab technician right there in the office that processes the tissue. So instead of sending that tissue out to the lab, like what I usually do with the biopsy, we just have the lab technician process that tissue right in the office, They put it on the microscope slide. I'm able to look at that tissue underneath the microscope right then and there, and I mark. I create a little map of the tissue that I've cut out, and I mark on the map where there is still positive areas, as in where there is still skin cancer remaining. Where there's skin cancer remaining, I go back and I just cut out that one specific area. So this is what we call a skin-sparing technique. I am not just blindly cutting out a huge chunk. When I'm cutting out a skin cancer on your arm or on your leg, there's a lot more tissue to spare. So I can take out a larger surface area, a larger margin. I don't want to take out any tissue that is not necessary, any normal tissue on your nose.
Right.
Right.
So you say that dermatology is fascinating to you because the skin shows what's going on inside the body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People who have high blood pressure, people who have kidney failure, you will see certain skin changes that are occurring. Have you ever seen someone with cirrhosis who's got yellow skin or yellow eyes?
Is that like jaundice?
Jaundice.
So you can see jaundice in someone's skin.
Have you ever seen that where someone has yellow skin, yellow eyes? Yeah, that's jaundice. That's because their liver is failing from a variety of different conditions that could be. So yeah, that's a prime example of the skin on the outside showing what's happening on the inside.
What else will the outside of the skin show besides like jaundice, like a liver problem?
Well, I have a lot of elderly patients that have very dry skin, and they're always complaining how they can't seem to keep their skin hydrated. It's always dry no matter what they're putting on their skin. As we age, unfortunately, our elasticity decreases, our collagen decreases, the skin's ability to hold on to water decreases. And then you have maybe a slight decrease in our kidney function, a slight decrease in your liver function, your heart. Maybe you have a slightly elevated blood pressure. All of these start contributing also to the dryness of the skin. So I have some products that I sell in my office, which are fantastic for those patients who do suffer from really dry skin.
We have to take a quick break. We want to come back and visit some more with Dr. Javid. We're here at Gusto. Mark Carbonaro, David Marzetti with you on Power Talk 1460 and 101 FM. You're doing good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can talk into the mic. We're off.
Okay. Yeah. I could just keep on talking.
We'll keep you talking. It's real
good. So what happened? You were running late, or what happened? What happened?
Oh, there was a lacrosse game. Lacrosse game went a little late. Had to get the birthday gift. My son had to change his clothes. It's just always it's always something, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask, what is it?
Yeah, what is
thing?
That?
I don't know. Something with it. Hey, so what year did you graduate from Leland?
1990.
90. Okay, yeah. So LeBou was still there.
Okay.
Yeah, they still had KLEL there.
Yeah. That just feels like so long ago.
KLEL.
Yeah. Leland. L-E-L.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I was there 78, and then I came, 77, 78, and then I came back and was there till 82 as a student teacher helping to run the radio station.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I actually did the FCC application so that the radio station would stay on the air to increase the power from 10 watts to 100 watts.
Oh.
Because they had passed this rule that if you didn't upgrade to a minimum of 100 watts and be on the air 12 hours a day, you could lose your license to a higher powered station that would come in on your frequency.
Oh.
And we were like, God, we worked so hard on this. There were people that put in went back like 7 years that they'd been working on getting a radio station. We'd been on the air for like one whole year and we were going to lose all this. And Mr. LeBou didn't know what to do. He was like ready to just, I guess that's it. We'll just throw in the towel.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
And we worked so hard. We're not going to give up. So he wasn't going to do the work. So I did it.
So how do you increase your wattage?
We had to buy a new transmitter. Well, you had to do a whole application process to the Federal Communications Commission. So I was on the phone all the time with the engineers and the people at the FCC, basically following this thing across. I was like 19 years old. I was doing all this.
That's so impressive.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Never want to do it again. Here we go. Bring us back. You're on.
So we are live at Gusto Pizzeria e Pasta. It's Dave Marzetti. It's Mark Carbonaro.
Yeah, and we are here talking to Dr. Javid. We're talking about dermatology, which is a fascinating topic. It's more than just popping pimples.
It's more than just popping pimples. That's what I say.
You know, you learn about the internal body, anatomy, physiology. We were talking about things that dermatology can discover. You were talking about old folks and their dryness of skin. And so what would that indicate to you besides the fact that you're getting old?
Hey, getting old is a, that's a gift, right?
No, it sucks.
It sucks. It's not for the weak of heart, right?
No, it isn't.
Don't they say something like youth is wasted on the...
It most certainly is.
Youth is wasted on the youth?
On the young.
Did I screw that up?
Youth is wasted on the young.
Is there a way to give your skin a drink from the inside?
I just drink lots of water, yeah. You know, eat healthfully, drink that wine, just drink it in moderation.
Right.
You know, just do everything in moderation is really the name of the game, right?
I was looking at your article in the Pine Cone that just came out. It says that you've got an angel on your shoulder. What does that mean?
You know, because people ask me, they say, you know, how did you catch that? How did you catch that melanoma?
Yeah.
You know, why did you biopsy it?
Right.
And I say that, look, I apply the criteria. There is a criteria. I think I've spoken about this before on the show. It's the A, B, C, D, E of melanoma. So A is for asymmetry. B is for border. A rough, jagged border is not good. C is for color, anything that's red, white, brown, black, blue, various shades of brown. D is for diameter, anything bigger than 6 millimeters. And E is for evolving. That means maybe that mole was flat and now it's raised. So I always am applying those clinical criteria to it. You know, I can use a dermatoscope, you know, which is just a very fancy magnifying glass. And, you know, we'll kind of examine the mole underneath the microscope. And then, you know, what I think is maybe sometimes there's an angel that's just saying, you got to just biopsy that mole on the bottom of her foot, you know. I guess that's what physicians do. You know, I think after years and years and years, you learn to apply the scientific criteria, but there ultimately is an art to medicine. That's what they mean by the art and science of medicine.
So is it intuition a lot of times that you're using?
I don't know if intuition is necessarily the right word. I think it's just there is a certain level of experience that really comes with medicine, right? You want to have a more experienced surgeon who's doing that open heart surgery on you and not the guy who just came out of school, right? That's not called intuition. I really think that's more experience.
Okay. And in getting into this, you didn't want to be involved in all those surgeries in the hospital and everything like that, but what made you want to go into medicine, though? You know, I mean, you had to decide, because you have to get good grades in school, in high school, to be able to go into medical school, right?
Right, right. I don't know. You know, my parents have said I've always wanted to be a doctor. When I was 5 years old, I was telling everyone I wanted to be a doctor. So I guess that's what I ended up doing.
Anybody in your family in medicine?
My uncle is a GI doc, gastroenterologist. Yeah, but my dad is a PhD in engineering, and so... Yeah, you know, I think medicine is a calling. You know, I think that is not just a cliche. It really is a calling. I think that if you ask most doctors, most of them really will say they have been wanting to do this for a while.
Do you learn a lot from your patients?
Absolutely. I love my patients, and I learn so much from them. And it's just such a joy to interact with the community members. And, you know, I see a lot of military patients, and so it's just really fun to hear their stories. You know, my husband was in the military, and we traveled around all over the world, and so it's just fun to, like, sort of talk to them and hear their stories, where they're going, where they've been, what's going on. I keep up on the community gossip that way. You know, patients come in and tell me what's going on.
As you traveled around the world, do you look at people's skin and you compare American skin?
Yeah, that's a good question. Do you like look when you're anywhere? Do you look at people's skin?
Okay, well, I don't. You know, do plastic surgeons start looking at people's faces and
they
say,
probably right. do and say, "Boy, what I could do with her!"
Yeah, here's my card.
Here's my card. That would be sort of obnoxious, I think, if I went to a party and started
right?
handing out my card.
Well, no, but I mean, you must obviously.
Oh, but people ask me all the time. I mean, hey, I was at a lacrosse game this afternoon, and a mom pulled up her pants and said, "Can you look? What are these spots on my legs?"
Yeah.
mean, you know, it happens all the time.
Thank goodness it wasn't on her tuchus.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of the special things that you do at your office. I know you say you like, you love your patients, but I know that you do special things and special events at your office, too.
Special events like marketing events, or that, you know, we support various community organizations around town. I love my staff. I'm always trying to do some special things for my staff. There is no way that I could do what I'm doing without my awesome staff members. They are the ones that really, really make the practice do what it needs to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, are we looking for Dennis to join us for
yes.
a minute?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can. You want to try and shoot a flare off or something like that? See if we can get him back here?
Yeah.
We want to get the proprietor of the restaurant. So we can find out
what's going on. It's busy here. This is awesome.
You know,
this is a great restaurant. I absolutely love it.
What's your favorite dish?
The lasagna.
Oh, is that right?
OMG. That lasagna is to die for.
Oh. I got to ask you this.
Yeah.
Are there foods that are good for your skin? Are there foods
that are bad?
Okay, you know, that's a really great question. And that really leads to inflammation. Foods that create inflammation in our body, inflammatory foods, really are not that great for your skin. So talking about anti-aging, really you want to eat a diet that is low in sugar, and that foods that have low glycation, okay? And
so glycation?
So that what happens is our cells, as it ages, creates these little glycation end products, these little sugar end areas on our cells. And that's what makes us age, and it creates a lot of inflammation. So really, when we're talking about anti-aging, one of the first things that you can do, not only just besides wearing sunscreen and antioxidants, is also eating a diet that is low in sugar, and also anti-inflammatory foods. Things like berries are going to be great. Those are really great antioxidant foods. A lot of fruits, a lot of vegetables. So, yeah, that is a great question, because one of the most important things that you can do for your skin is to avoid all of that sugar. It really will create more inflammation and will age your skin faster.
All right. Dr. Javid, thank you for joining us.
Thank
you.
Website
number and website.
Phone number 831-293-8458. And website is www.coastalvalleydermatology. And I'm on Instagram under Dr. Forever Young.
Perfect. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back with Dennis Boato, the owner of the restaurant. He'll tell us about the specials right after these.
Okay.